Now, were you listening to a bunch of Blue Beat records or something when you made that? It's kind of got a reggae vibe to it.
I was listening to The Clash, and which is typical, and and I listened to reggae a lot. Uh-huh. Old Jimmy Cliff.
That is a heartache. Okay, this is the portion of the show where we ask everybody who's listening on the radio to either get out their copy of All That We Let In or go to the web browser and, like, go to some place you could look at it, like, I don't know, like Amazon or something, because we're going to talk about graphics. Okay. We always like to talk about graphics on the radio. Yeah. it always works really well, so I'm providing a little something for you. All That We Let In has a, I feel like I should know who the artist is who does this. Is a comic book artist?
You probably know, yeah. Remember Love and Rockets?
Oh, yeah.
Los Bros Hernandez. That's one of the brothers. That's Jaime Hernandez. And we were trying to think of ideas, and I asked someone at Epic, I was like, do you think you could get in touch with those guys? Because they're my favorites. Real pioneers at the time for comic book artist for just the way they dealt with gender and race, sexuality, and at a time when people weren't talking about it as much, you know. So we called, I think we got in touch with a couple of them, and he wanted to do it. So wow. We just gave him free rein. We were like, just do whatever you want to do, and gave him a choice of titles to pick from, and that's what he came up with.
Well, and the picture has this this girl out balancing herself on it, looks like, you know, it looks like monsters, but it also looks like an old construction site or something. Is there a story? Is there actually a comic book that goes?
Yeah, there's a story. I mean, on the front, it's kind of like the way technology and nature sort of merge. And the story is about an older woman who finds throughout her life, like, goes and chases after these falling stars, and everywhere the stars have fallen, finds a little goddess statue. And they sort of become her protectors. Yeah. And it's kind of like about being open to the universe and taking things in.
Hence All That We Let In, yeah. Throughout, I've got a little description you've written about a bunch of the songs that you wrote, Amy, and a lot of them seem to have to do with where you live in North Georgia. What's it like there? What's it physically like?
It's the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, so it's not quite up in... I'm about 10 miles from the beginning of the trail.
Oh, okay.
And it's... rolling hills, and then you about 15 minutes you get into bluffs, and there's rivers and creeks, lots of water. It's very green, and the towns are really small, and still sort of figuring out how to make the cross from being agricultural or whatever their industry had been into sort of tourist industry. It's kind of like the only thing in a town now is like what you don't need, which is a Walmart store and 15 antique stores. You know, it's all these, and which is the antique stores are great, but it's still us buying things that we really don't need. There's not like a great hardware store or a place to get dry goods. They're just, you know, a lot of those towns up there are making that transition, and it's pretty white, although it's getting, there's more of a Hispanic flux into the area, which is great. And it's pretty conservative. It's old conservative Democrats or new Republicans, as far as the political landscape. So it's interesting, you know. I love it, you know.
Now, how did you choose that for the landscape, or?
I chose it because I grew up in Georgia, and it's an area that I know real well, and spent a lot of years there at camp, and I don't feel the need to be in a place where everybody feels the same way I do about stuff. I'd rather, you know, be somewhere where everybody feels different and at least dialogue and learn. For me, you know, that was my choice. It's rough. I think it's rough if somebody's up there and doesn't have being kind of known on their side, you know.
It's funny, you just kind of described a town that had to transition from being a real town into something else, which is kind of weird. Because I was kind of leading to a song you're going to do called Dairy Queen, and I'm wondering if the Dairy Queen is in this town or is
Yeah, that's always the thing that's in the town. Is the Dairy Queen.
Walmart, Dairy Queen, antique store.
The Dairy Queen's old, and it just still is there, because you can't really get Dairy Queen at Walmart. So. But it's not even about Dairy Queen. It took place, it sort of starts there, the story and the people that I'm talking about, it kind of starts there and then goes from there. So I don't know why I called it that.
Well, it makes sense. It's kind of where everybody gathers, right?
Yeah, it's where you hear about the rumors and the fights and, you know, things, and people in my life always go to Dairy Queen when they visit me. So.
Well, you eat your chocolate dip. This is Dairy Queen.
Okay.